The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome again to another edition of The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. Dalton off again. He'll be back in some time.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. I hope he's enjoying his time off.
Are you really? Sincerely?
Yeah. I hope he's, you know, with the baby and stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to come in.
She's eating avocados now.
Huh?
Yeah.
Out of a jar?
Well, yeah.
What's her favorite little baby food? What's her...
I don't know. I think it's bananas. I don't know if she's had
much. It's always bananas.
Yeah.
It's always bananas. It makes them go to the bathroom. But they love bananas. That's every baby I've ever been associated with.
All I know that she's had are bananas and avocados and that rice cereal. She may have had other things that I don't know about. But right now, I mean.
They used to give them peas a lot, you know, peas.
But I think they're going to go down the route of making their own baby food. I know they're doing it now.
Really?
It's about half of the price that you pay for a jar of baby food that you can...
They take an avocado and just smush it up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Makes sense. Bananas, same way.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, October 23rd, episode 1773. 8 days until Halloween. Wish we could come up with something different. Laverne at Smyrna is on WGNS and Big G TV tomorrow. That's a football game, by the way. This weekend, Tennessee is at Kentucky. Vandy hosts Missouri, and Titans host Indianapolis. So everybody is home except the Vols. So they travel to Kentucky. But that's an easy trip up the road.
Yeah.
Go see the Vols play the Kentucky Wildcats.
Bet there'll be a lot of orange in the stadium.
Oh, I'm sure. And it's Throwback Thursday today. What have you got planned for Throwback Thursday?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. We're sponsored today by America's Thrift Stores. Yeah, that's right. New deals await. America's Thrift Stores are open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Grab one-of-a-kind, find, or name brand items at low prices. Head to americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more. In the Mercury Plaza, if you are an old timer, you'll know exactly where it is.
It's still named that, by the way.
Mercury Plaza?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not on Mercury Boulevard
anymore.
Dirt
cheap store's gone, though, isn't it? They used to have a dirt cheap store on the corner. Far corner. I think it's closed.
On the right corner? I can't remember. I think it may still be there. I don't know. No, dirt cheap's gone. Like, gone.
Yeah, it's gone. I believe it is. And anyway, our song of the day. I got to do that. We're talking Halloween songs, and this one was a big hit. This was just not only a Halloween song. This was a big, big hit by the great Stevie Wonder.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious.
Yeah.
Letters about to fall.
I think it's around mid-1970s somewhere, Stevie Wonder. Stevie's getting on up there now.
Yeah.
I remember when he sang as a kid.
I've always thought of him like an 80s because he was big in the 80s.
He was big in the 80s. Big in the 60s, big in the 70s, 80s. I meant to ask you, have you put your new couch in, your new foam rubber couch?
Yes. So it's been delivered. I haven't. It's still
it's
expanding.
Oh, it's expanding at this time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will there be a special ceremony or anything when it?
Probably not.
Fully comes to
the dogs
fruition?
Are very interested in it.
I bet they're really. They're
sniffing
probably,
around.
Yeah. You and your dogs. Wow.
They sniff around everything. Does your dog sniff your shoes when you come home?
Not really. No.
I guess he
sniffs my shirt. He likes to jump up and. See if I've left any food crumbs or anything.
That's funny.
I mean, he does. That's what he does.
When I get home, I'll let them out and they'll come in and they're always up under my feet.
Well, now, do they like to cuddle with you? Like if you sit on the recliner, do they all three want to get up there or?
Two of them. Rosie doesn't.
Rosie doesn't, but the other two do.
Yeah. I mean, it's constant. But if Ladybug will jump up there, then Skeeter will start scratching my hand. He won up there. So I say, come on, get up here. And then Ladybug will get down, and then he'll get down and follow her, and then she'll want to come back up there, and so she'll scratch my hand until I let her up there. It's just like all night.
What a life you
yeah,
lead.
Yeah, boy.
I'm telling you, it's something else.
That's the exciting part.
Good show for you today. We've got a throwback here on Thursday. As soon as Brian comes up with some kind of idea, we're going to be talking to the villages of Murfreesboro as well here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 39. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 60s, then lows fall into the mid-40s on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So, I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Anthony Edwards came ready to play in Portland.
And switched on to Jeremy Grant. Shot clock is down to six. Still beyond the three-point line. He shoves off, steps back, three ball. He got it! 39 for Edwards. Wolves in front. Big time shot by Ant in the clutch.
That's right. You just heard it on the Timberwolves radio network. He ended with 41 points and 7 rebounds as Minnesota came back to beat Portland 118 to 114. Devin Booker dropped 31 points as the Suns came back to beat the Kings at home 120 to 116. While Victor Wembanyama dropped 40 points to go along with 15 rebounds and 3 blocks as the Spurs took down the Mavericks in Dallas 125 to 92. Cooper Flagg went scoreless in the first half but ended with 10 points and 10 rebounds. The Knicks outscored the Cavaliers 119 to 111. And on the ice, the Devils have won 6 in a row after beating the Wild 4-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Hope you are driving carefully out there this morning. Traffic's going to get a little worse and a little worse and before it gets better. So just be aware of that. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. Track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime. That's MTE, Middle Tennessee Electric. Man, you see Middle Tennessee Electric trucks all over the place. Yeah. A lot of times they're cutting trees, which keeps us from having having power outages.
Or they have they contract with different businesses too that do the tree cutting. But you always know that MTE's contracted with them. They have a sign on the
truck. A lot of construction going on too, man. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And they haven't started over there with you, have they, on Cherry Lane? They haven't started that yet, have they?
No, they haven't started either one. They are doing resurfacing on Northwest Broad Street. That's kind of being a pain.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They've done it from Broad and Thompson out toward Florence Road.
Well, they're widening Salem Highway, you know, and but it's not bad. It hasn't been bad. They've done a pretty good job. Of course, there's not a lot of businesses over there. You know, you're not really having to worry about a lot of, you know, a lot of extra things that, you know, businesses will have out there.
For now.
And once that four lane comes, you'll see that area that's open. You'll see more and more stores and that kind of thing. It'll be crazy. So
it's going to be its own little town.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I'll live in... It'll be called Veteransville.
It's going to be like Blackman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot like it. Yeah. So
Blackman's like its own town.
So anyway, and boy, if you've been out to Eagleville, you know, we went out there for a football game. It's changed a lot too.
Sure has.
A lot of houses going on out there.
And condos, which is kind of interesting to
see.
Yeah,
it is. You ought to go to Chapel Hill sometime. You'll be shocked.
Really?
You go into Chapel Hill and the first thing you see, they've got these condos all over the place right before you get there. Getting to be a big town too. Our good neighbor of the day is Dr. Chuck Kennard, today's SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day, for the caring way he treats the animals in his care at his office. Dr. Chuck Kennard will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And by the way, his brother John Kennard is a dentist who has a practice right beside him.
Wow.
So somebody's going to get jealous, I think. This Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
Ah.
Poor Dr. John.
If you want to send in a good neighbor, maybe.
Dr. To him, too. To John. John Kennard. Yeah, John Kennard. Maybe I should do it.
Maybe you should.
I could. Okay, yeah.
615-893-1450. If you text the word neighbor to our number, you'll get a reply, and it'll take you right to the website where you can fill out the information, or just go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those into us here at WGNS. Don't forget to call or text in your birthdays for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, too, now. Okay, John, it is National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, baby. Yeah. So, that's all you need to say. Don't nothing else.
Nothing
Boston
else.
Cream pie. They don't make enough Boston cream pies. You don't see them. Oh, they're so good. Sorry, I didn't mean to get emotional. It's 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has issued a silver alert for 83-year-old Earl Strong Jr., who went missing from Pulaski on Tuesday. Strong has a medical condition that could make it difficult for him to return safely. Authorities describe him as 5'11", 180 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. He may be wearing a tan jacket with a gray hood and blue jeans, and could be driving a black Ford F-150. A Granger County woman says she's desperate after Social Security told her she owes the government $57,000. Anne Marie Fugate, who's been disabled since the early 1990s, says she's lived on her disability checks since 2021 and can't understand how she was overpaid. Fugate says she's filed an appeal and sent in all the paperwork, but has been told to wait because of the government shutdown. With no income and mounting bills, she's calling for answers and says she may seek legal help to get her benefits reinstated.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad,
We learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kids today aren't just talking to friends, they're chatting with artificial intelligence. Experts say nearly 72% of children now use AI chatbots. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is backing the Kids Online Safety Act, which would require AI platforms to protect minors and alert parents when conversations turn risky. California has already passed similar laws, and supporters hope Blackburn's bill will bring stronger nationwide safeguards for children growing up in the age of AI. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour. Don't forget Throwback Thursday coming up next hour. And we've got Good Neighbor events, weather, traffic, all coming up in just a little bit. So stay with us here on News Radio WGNS. These are some things I'm going to mention that really apply to me. 65 and finally feeling joy. Here are the 9 things that this person stopped chasing after he turned 65.
Oh.
Okay. At 65, joy didn't arrive with a marching band. It showed up like a morning light on the kitchen table. Quiet, reliable, and easier to see once I swept off the clutter. I spent decades chasing things I thought would deliver happiness. Turns out joy is less a trophy and more a garden. You don't buy it, you stop trampling it. I won't pretend to have it all figured out, but here are the 9 things that I stopped chasing and what opened up when I did. Now, this is not me talking. This is someone else here. Okay. I stopped chasing other people's approval, wanting people to, you know, being a pat on the back. And
yeah.
And people forget you. You know, you think, oh, wow, I did this, I did that, and I did this. You've got, you know, everything. And then once you retire, it just kind of goes away. You got to kind of not worry about that. Stop chasing busy as proof I mattered. In other words, keep doing things all the time to kind of make you relevant, mm-hmm. I guess. I stopped chasing more in the house and started fixing what I had. Instead of buying new things like, you know, foam couches, you just clean the other one, you know, do things to make it, you know, better. I'm guilty. I'm so super guilty.
You took the words out of my mouth.
I stopped chasing certainty and let questions be rooms, not hallways. Excuse me. I used to hoard conclusions about people, politics, parenting, faith. I thought certainty made me sturdy. Really, it made me brittle and often wrong. The people I admire most in their 70s aren't the loudest. They're the most curious. I stopped chasing youth and chose vitality instead. You know, instead of trying to be young, just do things that you enjoy at the age that you're in, that you are.
So no more skydiving or
anything. Right. You've changed probably since you were 30. You don't do the same things you did when you were 30.
Oh, of course not. No. Yeah. Kids sucked all the life out of me.
I stopped chasing being right and started protecting connection. I don't know if you'll ever win this. If you win an argument and lose the evening, did you win anything? In my 50s, I collected victories like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I corrected facts mid-sentence, explained at length, and actually my way through dinners. The room always cooled. I called it standards. My wife called it tiring. The shift came the day I heard myself interrupt my granddaughter to clarify a detail in the story that didn't need clarifying. She looked at me with the polite bewilderment children reserve for grown-ups who missed the point. I apologized. She finished. It was a better story with my mouth closed. You know how old people, we like to give our sage advice?
Yeah.
That's not always...
Back in my day.
Yeah, that's always not always the case. I stopped chasing a spotless past and practiced fast repair. And I stopped chasing endless news and outrage. Rage is addictive. It makes you feel alive while slowly hollowing you out. I stopped chasing the future at the expense of the day I'm in. For decades, I deferred joy to win. When the promotion hits, when the kids sleep through the night, when the mortgage shrinks, when retirement comes, retirement did come. And for a few months, I kept waiting for permission, maybe. But got practical today. I started asking, what would make today 5% kinder? Some days it's a phone call to a friend I love. I do go to, like, funerals more as retired. You know, you have time to do it, and it's just a simple act of kindness. And, you know, a lot of times we let that go by the wayside. All right, that's some of the tips if you're 65 and over, and you're getting there fast, Brian, so just hang on. Time for birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
This is today in history, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is.
Why don't we do this, then? Turn your security.
Birthdays are coming, though, next hour. First plastic surgery is performed, 1814. 1941, Walt Disney's animated film Dumbo is released. I love Dumbo. It was a good movie. 1958, the Smurfs first appear in the story Johann and Pirouette by Belgian cartoonist Peyo.
I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
You're a big Smurf fan, aren't you?
That's Gargamel.
Yeah, okay. You are a big fan. 1989, George Harrison releases Best of Dark Horse album. Well, you know it's me and he. Can't give up now, let's make that clear. 1998, Britney Spears releases her debut single, Baby One More Time.
Baby, baby, baby.
That something wasn't right. 2006, the irreplaceable single released by Beyonce. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. Skyfall 2012, James Bond's 23rd film. Skyfall when it crumbles. 2015, Adele releases her single Hello. 2018, Freddie Mercury biofilm Bohemian Rhapsody, directed by Bryan Singer, starring Rami Malek, Best Actor Academy Awards of 2019. Brandon Brooks is next.
This is CBS Rewind. October 23rd, 1968.
Take her up.
The release of the thriller
Ice Station Zebra,
starring Rock Hudson.
I'm to extend to you every facility, short of endangering the submarine or the lives of the crew.
October 23rd, 2001.
Music's a part of everyone's life.
Apple unveiled the very first iPod.
1,000 songs in your pocket.
It retailed for $399. Yo, and October 23rd, 2002. Kanye West nearly killed in a car accident. Uh-huh. With his jaw wired shut, he wrote and recorded the song Through the Wire, his first big hit. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 39. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 60s, then lows fall into the mid-40s on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavy now on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County here in this section of Davidson County. Trying to build down through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic leaving Wilson County this time of the morning westbound. I-40 headed on over in and through the Hermitage area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize those local family businesses. Some great plays to enjoy this weekend. The Fantastic Mr. Fox at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna this weekend. and here in Murfreesboro at the Center for the Arts. It's Damn Yankees. And that continues Fridays through Sundays through October the 26th. And don't miss the City Schools Foundation's pickleball tournament this weekend at the Adams Tennis Complex. And Saturday brings Harvest Days to Cannonsburg Pioneer Village. Enjoy homemade crafts, live music, and living history demonstrations. And the Murfreesboro Art League will have art on display and for sale. That's this Saturday from 10 until 4, the 49th annual Harvest Days at Cannonsburg Pioneer Village. The admission is free. And Wine Around the Square is this Saturday, 6 until 9 in the evening, all around the historic downtown square. The proceeds support the Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Foundation's Power of Pink program. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big GTV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
Well, you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big GTV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Big GTV. We're going to be on the air Friday night. Wow. Something all the time. Something all you can go to WGNS on YouTube, particularly is where I go, and just hit that WGNS radio. You know, that's all you have to do. You just type in WGNS, boom, it'll all show up.
And if you're a Blackman fan, you can go back and there's a Blackman playlist, and you can see all the things that had Blackman in it: football games, coaches' shows.
Well,
kind of cool.
Enough about that. Let's do our dad joke of the day on a solid run right now.
Solid run.
The word is solid.
You know, I helped my neighbor out this morning, and she said to me, I could just marry you.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. You do something nice for somebody, and they threaten to ruin your life.
I always like the wife jokes. I always like that. I'm going to give that a big thumbs up.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a little less than solid, but still good. Good enough to get the thumbs up.
Yeah, the old wife ruining your life kind of thing works.
Works for me. 641.
CBS News Brief. Outrage is growing over President Trump's admission the entire East Wing of the White House will be destroyed to make room for a massive new ballroom. Brian Greene served on the commission that approved plans for federal buildings.
This is part of our heritage. This is part of our story as Americans. And we deserve to have that conversation about its fate and what happens to it.
Trump administration's attacks on alleged South American drug boats spreading out. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
These are the first two strikes announced in the Pacific, totaling 9 known strikes in less than 2 months. One boat was taken out in the eastern Pacific Ocean, the other off the coast of Colombia.
The U.S. has imposed new restrictions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
As for these new U.S. sanctions on Russia, Moscow responded overnight, calling them extremely counterproductive to finding peace in Ukraine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
An alarming case of child exploitation has surfaced in McMinn County, about 130 miles southeast of Murfreesboro, where special agents with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation's Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force arrested Micah Boring of Athens, Tennessee. The arrest followed a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, alerting authorities to illicit content uploaded via Discord. With assistance from the Athens Police Department, agents executed a search warrant, seizing multiple devices that were later found to contain thousands of images of child sexual abuse material. The McMinn County grand jury returned indictments on September 16th, charging Boring with one count of sexual exploitation of a minor and one count of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. He was arrested on September 30th and booked into the McMinn County Jail under a $500,000 bond. The TBI encourages anyone with information about similar crimes to reach out at 1-800-TBI-FIND or visit crimetipline.org. Closer to home, the city of Luverne is still working to recover from a cybersecurity breach that disrupted digital services citywide. Essential functions are continuing via manual processes, and residents are asked to pay water bills and property taxes using check or money order through the Dropbox or by mail. Online payments are currently unavailable, and no late fees or water shutoffs will occur during this period. Municipal court hearings scheduled for October 22nd have been postponed, with new dates to be mailed directly to those impacted. Public Information Officer Donna Tracy assured residents that recovery efforts are ongoing, and city officials remain transparent and committed to restoring operations safely. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
When illness or injury turns everyday moments into uphill battles, there are medical professionals who step in with skill, compassion, and unwavering dedication. My name is Joey P. I'm CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and we are proud to highlight this month's MMC Heart for Healing recipient.
Dr. Michael Herlovich is knowledgeable and attentive, taking time to listen to patient concerns and provide clear explanations with appropriate referrals. Patients consistently report feeling well cared for and appreciate his thorough, patient-focused approach. Congratulations to Dr. Michael Herlovich, internist at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, a trusted physician making a real difference in Rutherford County.
Help us recognize these medical heroes in our community. If a doctor, nurse, or medical professional has made a difference in your life, tell WGNS. Help us recognize the medical heroes in our community by nominating them for the MMC Heart for Healing Award. Compassion deserves recognition, and healing begins with the heart.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Sign-ups are going on right now for First Shot's Winter Basketball League in Rutherford County. Coach Andy Herzer guides kids to sharpen basketball skills and build teamwork through exciting clinics and games. Since 2003, First Shot has empowered youth to grow in mind, spirit, and body. Don't miss out. Join the fun and develop lifelong skills. Visit firstshottn.org today and register for the Winter Basketball League. That's firstshottn.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Nashville residents could soon keep their holiday lights shining all year long. Metro Council has advanced a proposal to officially allow exterior decorations year-round, as long as they're kept in good condition and don't block doors or walkways. City leaders say the change clears up confusion in existing property codes while balancing festive expression with neighborhood safety. The measure passed on second reading Monday night and faces one more vote before becoming law, just in time for the holiday season. It's the end of an era for Tennessee baseball. The San Francisco Giants are finalizing a deal to make Vols head coach Tony Vitello their new manager, the first college coach ever to jump straight to the majors without pro experience. Vitello, 47, led Tennessee to its first national championship in 2024 and posted a 341-131 record. UT Athletic Director Danny White praised Vitello for transforming the program into a national powerhouse. Former players are already calling for associative head coach Josh Elander to take the helm in Knoxville.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The red cocketed woodpecker could soon return to Tennessee after disappearing from the state more than 30 years ago. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says reintroduction could begin in 2028 once about 1,200 acres of forest are ready in the Gulf State Natural Area. Governor Bill Lee called the effort a triumph of collaboration. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. The CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf is coming up at 6:57 this morning. And with all the construction going on, there's construction everywhere in this town. I can't think of a street that's not being worked on, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they were at Martin Luther King Boulevard the other day doing some stuff, which I'm glad. I mean, that's a sign of progress. Things are going. Salem Highways got construction. Broad Street, they're doing some things on Broad Street. Plus, they're getting the river, the creek to come back up. They're moving along with that.
Yeah.
Pretty good. They're making real good progress there.
Even a few weeks ago, you know, when we took that couple of days during fall break at the end, just those few days, you don't notice it when you drive by it every day how much it's changed, but if it's like 4 days, it was pretty remarkable.
Well, I guess when they take care of this building, the new building is up, and I'll probably want a brick.
A brick?
From the old WGNS studios. Well,
you'd have to take a block. I don't know if there are any. Well, I guess there's some brick up front. No, they're not. I don't think there's brick.
Well, maybe I could take the sign. The old sign. Put new light in it and put it in my living room.
That'd take up a whole wall. That's a pretty big sign.
Pretty good size.
The one out back is smaller.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't remember the one out back.
Don't tell anybody. Oh. It's out there. I don't want to take it.
I don't think the light works in it anymore.
Well, we have a room here at the studios where you can take any memorabilia that you want. You know, there'll be some memorabilia in the junk room, I call it. There's plaques and stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
You can look, find out. You getting excited?
No, not really.
You got to break ground first, I guess.
Yeah.
Will you be out there for the groundbreaking ceremony of that? I think they would have one, wouldn't they?
No, I probably.
You and Bart and Scott?
I know we've got the camera ready to do, you know, like a daily, what do they call that? Like a timeline of the construction where you can take a picture every day and see it, you know?
Yeah. I like on Big GTV, you got the sign of the picture of the square, you know, during the beginnings of shows and stuff.
Yeah, that's the one that's right up on the roof.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of pointed at that corner where you could see the progress of the construction.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
I've only had it up for a year waiting on it. But, you know, hey, it's good to be prepared.
What's the date now? What is the date now?
I don't know. March, maybe.
This coming March?
To start.
Yeah. Okay.
When people ask me, I say, you know what? I really don't know. I thought it was 5 years ago.
Seems like we've been talking about it for that long.
Yeah.
You know, so. But.
A lot of different people have been through this building, though.
A lot of history right here in this one building.
This building, a lot of people think this is where it started, and it didn't.
No, it didn't, yeah.
There were 17 years that it was not here, but of the 70-whatever.
So at least 50 years or more.
1960 is when this building was occupied, built and occupied.
65 years ago.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing, for sure. All right, I guess we need to get on with it, and let's don't go down memory lane yet, because...
Well, there's our Throwback Thursday gone down the tubes. That was my idea.
Oh, was it? I have Throwback Thursday ready.
Oh, that's right. You told me
that. So you don't listen.
Huh?
You don't listen at meetings at all.
I don't know when we have them. They just are sporadic.
Well, they just come on the top of my head. Yeah. It's time to celebrate. We are definitely going to do birthdays now.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm
right
ready.
Here.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, today is October 23rd, and on this day in 1869, John Heisman was born. He was an American football coach who legalized the forward pass, originated the center snap, and for which the Heisman Trophy is named. I didn't know all that.
This is the Heisman pose.
Oh, my. Yeah, but don't they have an athlete doing that? Okay, 1923, Frank Sutton, American actor, born in Clarksville, Tennessee, died in 1974.
SMC.
He wasn't
starring
Gomer.
Jim Nabors.
No,
as
he
Gomer
was.
Pyle.
Listen.
Okay.
Also starring Frank Sutton as Sergeant Carter.
He was Sergeant Carter.
Oh, I thought Sergeant Carter was mean.
He was mean.
Yeah.
You know, MeTV now took Gomer Pyle off.
Really?
And they put on Everybody Loves Raymond. Which is a sign of bad things to come, because that was in the late 90s, early 2000s. That's MeTV. That's supposed to be old stuff. Everybody loves Raymond's on now.
Well, I guess that is old stuff now, comparatively.
I guess it is. 1925, Johnny Carson, American comedian and the host of The Tonight Show.
Here's Johnny.
That sounded more like Jack Nicholson, but anyway. 1959, Weird Al Yankovic, American parody singer, born in Downey, California.
Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it.
That may be his biggest hit, I think.
Yeah.
In 1976, Ryan Reynolds, Canadian actor and comedian. He's Deadpool, of course. Born in Vancouver, British Columbia. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's the local list. Justin Holder has a birthday today. James Williams, Edward Lewis, Ryan Lopez, Eric Bailey, and Patrick Gonzalez. And that's a look at the local birthdays.
All right. If you want to add to our list of birthdays, call or text 615-893-1450. Join us this morning on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And we'll be back with more. First of all, we're going to take a last look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 39. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 60s. Then lows fall into the mid 40s on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the MyMTE app.
Good morning. A little bit heavier it was a few minutes ago on 24 westbound up past Bell Road. All that traffic coming through Antioch right now in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's gotten heavier down through Millersville here in the last few minutes on 65 southbound as you pass Bethel Road. Starting to load up with more volume on I-40 as you work your way through Hermitage. Donaldson coming in from Wilson County. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
No middlemen.
No mystery.
Just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Taking a stance on streaming?
You have exhausted my patience.
Guess so. Elizabeth Olsen there as the Scarlet Witch from the Marvel films. Now, while the status of her coming back to that role is still debatable, one thing's for sure, she won't be doing any streaming-only films. She told InStyle she's no longer signing on to movies unless they have a guaranteed release in theaters. She says, I think it's important for people to see other humans be together in a space.
Then it won't be Wanda who comes for her. It will be the Scarlet Witch.
Another tidbit from the article, as far as a return to the MCU as Wanda Maximoff, she says, I'd jump at the opportunity to be in her shoes again. We'll see. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, you know what's tough?
What?
It's hard to say goodbye. But that's what I'm doing. Because the 7 o'clock hour comes up at 7:11. Dr. Chuck Kennard is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the caring way he treats animals in his care at his office. Dr. Chuck Kennard will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street and WGNS.
Well, congratulations to today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Dr. Kennard, Chuck Kennard. And if you want to send in a good neighbor, we can spotlight them on the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two super simple, very easy ways that you can get in those good neighbors to us. And we're also taking your birthday announcements this morning for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Same phone number. Give us a shout. The Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Standout pieces, snag name brand items, up to 70% off retail at America's Thrift.
All right, the news is coming up next at the top of the hour here on News Radio WGNS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
East Wing Demolition. U.S. boat strikes expand beyond the Caribbean.
And they will be hit on land also.
President ramps up pressure on Moscow.
Direct sanctions on Russia's largest oil companies.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the entire East Wing of the White House is being torn down. President Trump's ballroom project is more destructive than everyone was led to believe just months ago. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
As construction crews continue to tear down the East Wing of the White House,
it'll be one of the great ballrooms anywhere in the world.
President Trump showed off the plan.
I think it's going to be something you're all going to be very proud of.
The 90,000 square foot ballroom, once finished, will be nearly double the size of the main White House building. The demolition has taken many by surprise after Trump said this in July.
It pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of.
The First Lady's office has already been demolished. A Family Theater and a gift shop will also be flattened. The National Trust for Historic Preservation wrote that the addition will overwhelm the White House itself and urged officials to pause the demolition until the plans have been reviewed by the National Capital Planning Commission. Tourists we spoke with on site were torn over the president's project.
It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
JFK had a swimming pool, so, you know, he's adding his touch.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett has the latest now on U.S. military action expanding beyond the Caribbean and into the Pacific Ocean.
Videos released by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth Wednesday show boats in two separate military strikes. One vessel half-loaded with black bundles, the second leaving behind parcels in the water after it burst into flames.
One shot, everyone dead center.
These are the first two strikes announced in the Pacific, totaling 9 known strikes in less than 2 months. One boat was taken out in the eastern Pacific Ocean, the other off the coast of Colombia, which produces 90% of the cocaine eventually sold in the United States.
Every one of those boats that gets knocked out is saving 25,000 American lives.
But the White House released no evidence about who was on board the boats or what exactly they were carrying at the time. On Wednesday, Trump said his war on cartels may soon expand further.
We will hit them very hard when they come in by land, and they haven't experienced that yet, but now we're totally prepared to do that.
Russia has stepped up air attacks in Ukraine, and CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President Trump has responded.
Trump's Treasury Department is imposing new sanctions on Russia's two largest oil companies because they, quote, fund the Kremlin's war machine, which has relentlessly attacked Ukraine for 3.5 years.
Look, these are tremendous sanctions. These are very big.
The sanctions were met with approval yesterday from NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
What the president is doing today with these sanctions is putting more pressure, of course, on both parties, in this case on Russia. It's all about changing the calculus.
The move brings Trump more in line with European leaders. But as recently as this weekend, Trump was arguing Ukraine should accept that some territory is gone for good.
President Trump has denied a Wall Street Journal report that says the administration lifted a key restriction on Ukraine's use of some long-range missiles provided by Western allies, paving the way for more attacks inside Russia. Well, Tropical Storm Melissa is churning south of Jamaica, and it could become a major hurricane. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano is tracking it.
Over the weekend, we expect winds to get to over 100, 110, maybe 120 miles an hour as we go through time. So we're going to see some rainfall with us after the weekend, maybe steering off towards the north and east. But Jamaica is certainly going to be under the gun. It could be a rough, rough few days for that.
King Charles today became the first British monarch to pray publicly with a pope in a Vatican service presided over by Pope Leo. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The U.S. Coast Guard says it's providing a base for Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco area. The San Francisco Chronicle reports 100 federal agents are expected to arrive at the base beginning today. Governor Gavin Newsom condemns the move.
The darkness of this administration has no peers, and it is a disgrace, but it is hardly surprising. It cannot be allowed to be normalized, and we need to call it out for what it is.
A leading human rights group is out this morning with a report about ICE protests in the Chicago area.
Belkis Villa with Human Rights Watch says excessive force was used outside Chicago's Broadview ICE facility in the past few weeks.
Federal agents firing directly at crowds, firing with things like pepper balls, tear gas, foam projectiles. But then we've also seen them carrying out very violent arrests as well of people simply for being present and peacefully protesting outside the facility.
The group is asking for congressional oversight committees to hold public hearings to subpoena internal ICE records. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The University of Virginia has become the first public university to cut a deal with the Trump administration, removing, at least for now, the threat of a federal investigation over DEI in admissions and hiring. The agreement avoids the large fines agreed to by some private Ivy League institutions. On the Health Watch this morning, there's a new study about popular weight loss drugs.
In the largest trial yet of drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic, heart attacks and stroke in people overweight were cut by a whopping 20%, regardless of how much weight they lost. As lead author John Deanfield sees it,
these drugs are not just weight loss drugs. They are drugs that will change many, many illnesses.
So what's happening in the body? The drug is thought to be reducing inflammation in blood vessels, improving blood pressure and cholesterol.
These drugs help liver disease, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, but they may also help even cognitive decline.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
Conservatives, including President Trump, have given bad reviews of the NFL's choice of Bad Bunny to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Yesterday, Commissioner Roger Goodell indicated there's been no reconsideration of that choice.
I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. Pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching.
Bad Bunny, one of the most streamed artists around the world, has been a vocal critic of Trump and his policies. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Uma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Uma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business calm at uma.com/radio.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 39. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 60s. Then lows fall into the mid 40s on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. A couple of accidents out here. It's just now starting to get a little bit heavier on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County, running slow. 65 southbound in Millersville right now. All that heavy traffic trying to get down past the 101 mile marker there in Millersville right now, coming through that section of Sumner County, southbound 65. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em.
I think I'll go out.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew for the second hour. Good Thursday morning to you, October 23rd, episode 1773. Glad you have chosen to make us a part of your day on this Thursday morning. It's hard to believe we're going to have pumpkins here.
And pumpkins? Then, we're having pumpkins?
All of a sudden.
Pumpkins?
I'm talking turkey.
We're having pumpkins right now. Pumpkins.
Christmas. You know, if you thought last year Christmas got here quick after Thanksgiving, it's going to be about the same this next year. I've noticed. Because Thanksgiving Day is the 27th. And then you've got the 29th. That's a Saturday. The 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. So there's like 4 weeks from the Friday after Thanksgiving until Christmas week. It's on a Thursday this year. That's a good day. Christmas Day on a Thursday.
Why is that?
Well, you just take the end of the week off usually. And
all straight together, days together.
Put together a four-day weekend with Christmas.
Well, Christmas Eve is Wednesday.
Yeah.
You'll be off that day too.
Yeah, we'll do some that day for sure.
Are we working that day?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Oh, gosh.
What do you mean?
That's bad news for me. When you haven't thought that far ahead, that's avoiding the answer.
Well, that okay. is kind of a long ways away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what we're doing for Thanksgiving
break. I plan on working.
Wow.
Way it goes.
You're already volunteering.
I'm not volunteering for anything.
That's the team spirit you've got there.
I'm going to be working extra things during Christmas, you know, the way it looks. But mm-hmm. that's too far down the road to talk about it right now.
Yeah, it is. You're kind of grizzled about that, aren't you?
I just... the guy that comes up with all the big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he? And he'll be the first one to say, man, I can't make it that day.
Let's hear from him right now.
Yeah, I know that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be you and me doing it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just saying it'll wind up you and me doing it. He'll be late or he won't be get there on time. Something.
Well, need to solidify those plans. I know we've got our song of the day.
What's that?
Well, it's Stevie Wonder.
I did song of the day earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you doing it again?
I usually do it here.
Oh.
When I can get a word in edgewise.
You're copycat.
Not really.
I've already done it.
Well, nobody was listening. I mean, there are others that are...
I'm going to do the 7 o'clock hour one day, and we'll see if the numbers change.
Listening numbers,
yeah.
Okay. Well, we usually do it several times in the morning. Otherwise, why would I take the time to...
I'm surprised you don't do it during Rutherford Issues.
Make the download. Ooh, that's an idea.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Just add that to your list.
Well, here's today's song of the day from Stevie Wonder.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious.
What's interesting is this, the lyrics say very superstitious, right? But the song is superspicion.
What?
Superstition, rather. Superstition. What's that even mean? The song title is Superstition, and he says superstitious.
Okay, man. I don't know. What are you drinking over there? What is
the
that?
Words don't match the title. What does he say? Very superstitious?
I thought he was saying this is superstition.
Oh, maybe he is. I don't know. Let's see. Superstition ain't the way. He says it there.
We're going to waste time talking about this?
No.
Wait. There is superstition.
Oh, I thought he said...
Superstition, whatever it is.
Superstition.
I know what. I know how to say it.
Well, it's hard to
the
say.
The word of the day.
You say them back to back.
There is superstition.
Okay.
Writing on the wall. Blah, 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 blah.
See, I thought he was singing very superstitious.
I don't think so. I'll look it up. Tomorrow
no.
I'll have the answer. I'll have the lyrics up here.
Oh, I trust what you're saying. It's just not what I heard.
Well, you can't hear anyway.
No. It's one of those songs that we did that for Song of the Day. Remember songs that you think are saying one thing and they're saying another?
You know, Brian, we have discussions. This show, you know, I said the other day, it was like the show about nothing. This is actually a conversation about absolutely nothing. And you're looking up the lyrics right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Trying to beat me to it. What does the lyrics say?
Stevie Wonder is saying very superstitious in the song Superstition.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you're right.
Very superstitious. Ladder's about to fall 13 months. Yeah, da da da.
I've heard that song for 50 years, and I've never known that.
But remember, we did those songs that you think are actually saying, you misquote them or sing them wrong or whatever. But yeah.
Okay, look at me in the straight eyes. Here we go. I don't care. Okay.
Why don't you care?
I don't care what he's saying there.
I just thought the song should have been named Superstitious instead of Superstition.
Well, he said superstition in the song.
I heard that, and yeah. I didn't know that either.
Wow.
Well, you're not going to care about what I'm bringing
up
here.
How long you been married?
Too long.
Gosh, bless her heart.
Have you seen these little white things floating in the air? You think they're pollen or off trees?
No, there's some kind of little things in my eyes is what I think they are.
Oh, those are floaters.
Floaters, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see these little white particles kind of floating through the air at times.
I don't know. Do I?
They're actually bugs. I've seen plenty of them.
Well, that's what they are then.
But those little white flakes that are flying in the air are actually aphids. Asian hackberry aphids.
Please get me out of this
show. Or woolly hackberry aphids.
Please. I need some time off.
I mean, it looks like snow, but it's not snow. It's summer slash
aphids.
Fall. It's aphids. It's bugs. There are bugs everywhere.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Anthony Edwards came ready to play in Portland.
And switched on to Jeremy Grant. Shot clock is down to 6. Still beyond the three-point line. He shoves off, steps back, 3-ball. He got it! 39 for Edwards. Wolves in front. Big time shot by Ant in the clutch.
That's right. You just heard it on the Timberwolves radio network. He ended with 41 points and 7 rebounds as Minnesota came back to beat Portland 118-114. Devin Booker dropped 31 points as the Suns came back to beat the Kings at home 120-116. While Victor Wembanyama dropped 40 points to go along with 15 rebounds and 3 blocks as the Spurs took down the Mavericks in Dallas 125-92. Cooper Flagg went scoreless in the first half but ended with 10 points and 10 rebounds. The Knicks outscored the Cavaliers 119-111. And on the ice, the Devils have won 6 in a row after beating the Wild 4-1.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much.
I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks, print local, print with confidence.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew, 722. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And each and every Thursday morning, we get to talk with one of the staff members over at the Villages, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Today, it's Sandy Freeman, the Memory Care Clinical Director. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you here this morning, and we always get an education on days when you're on, and today we're kind of talking to folks who are out there listening who may have a family member suffering through dementia and just really having conversations with that person and meaningful conversations and maybe some tips on conversation starters, maybe six ways you're going to share with us to start conversations with that loved one.
You know, that is one of the biggest things I've ran into lately is family members coming and saying, you know, I still want to have that meaningful conversation, but I don't know what to say to them because of their dementia. So I have come up with six conversation starters for people who have dementia. And let me first say that we always want to make sure that we avoid saying, do you remember? That's kind of one of those things that we go to. But in these conversation starters, the first thing we need to remember is not to say, do you remember? You need to say, I remember, with anyone who has dementia. So the first one, number six, is going to be encourage them to talk about their favorite things. So if your dad liked woodwork, maybe have him tell you about the first time that he built a birdhouse. Or if your mom enjoyed baking, talk about her favorite recipes or something that she made you as a child that you enjoyed. Just encouraging them to talk about the things that are their favorite things. If your dad's a car person, or if your mom likes magazines or those type things, just use that as a conversation starter. Number five would be family memories. Saying, I remember Aunt Sally's wedding and we all jumped in the creek, or I remember grandson's fifth birthday and we all got in the bounce house and jumped around. Or do you remember, you know, Aunt Bessie, she fell in the front yard and yada yada, you know, all those funny things that we've had happen. We've all had them happen. Just remind them of those things. Don't ask if they remember, just jog their memory by telling them the story. You can also, a good idea with this is bringing out an old photo album. You know, we do that a lot here at the Villages. Say, you know, we're pointing and this is so-and-so and this is my aunt and this is my dad and this is so-and-so. And it helps them jog their memory, but it also helps them reminisce at the same time. Number four would be discuss their current interest. Are they currently like TV or bingo? Or what are they currently interested in? Do they like to do puzzles? Those type things, interacting. They will love telling you about the puzzle they just made or the picture that they just colored, those type things. And that gives you something to interact with them about. Number three would be talk about their love story. And I absolutely loved doing this with my grandmother, because when her and my grandfather got together, I would always say, Meemaw, what did you think about Gran when you first met him? And she would say, now, he thought he was right cute. And she would talk about how she just thought he was a good looking young man. And she said, and then she fell in love with him. So they all, you know, they'll reminisce and remember about how they fell in love and what their love story was, or they met him in school, or, you know, they were 17 and behind their parents' back, or whatever the case may be. But that's always a good point to get them talking. In saying that, number two would be talk about their childhood. You know, a lot of times with dementia, their short-term memory is not good, but their long-term memory is still intact for the most part. And they'll be able to tell you about things. Ask them about their siblings. Ask them, you know, I can remember my granddad telling me he tied a frog with a string on his dad's pants and scared him half to death. You know, things like that, just any childhood memories that they can reminisce about, talk to them about that. And then discuss their friends from the past would be number one. Talk about, you know, their friends from grade school, or, you know, do you remember doing this? I can remember my dad telling me a story about him tying those old Venetian blinds to somebody who was sleeping in class, and he tied them to their shoe. And when the bell rang, he ran and took all the blinds down. You know, things like that, stories like that, will help them reminisce. And also all the six topics will help you have a good, meaningful conversation, reminisce, and allow the person with dementia to be able to have an active conversation.
Always start with, I remember, or I remember you telling me, those kinds of things, and not, do yeah. you remember? That's correct. A very important distinction. Sandy, as always, I enjoy our conversations, a chance to catch up with you. And Sandy Freeman is over at the Villages of Murfreesboro as the Memory Care Clinical Director. You can find out more information about the Villages at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. They're out between Medical Center and Wilkinson Pike on Willow Oak Trail.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Store, coming at you right here at 7:30 here on the Big G.
And we say happy birthday today to Justin Holder, James Williams, Edward Lewis, Ryan Lopez, Eric Bailey, Patrick Gonzalez. Now, that's a few names, but you're getting close to the deadline of getting those other names in.
Yeah, well, that deadline is right now. So
wow.
You've got a moment. here to call or text, but that's about it. 615-893-1450 is that number. Call, text, and add some names to the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, and we'll announce them here in about a half an hour on the air. Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift on MLK Jr. Boulevard. Standout pieces, name brand steals, name brand jeans up to 70% off retail. You can't beat it. It's a new store every day. Start thrifting at America's Thrift Store on MLK Jr. Boulevard here in the borough.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 39. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 60s, then lows fall into the mid-40s on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Good morning. Still running a little bit slow trying to get down through parts of Sumner County on 65 southbound. They're around the 101 mile marker as you come through Millersville this morning. That's still limping a line down through there with heavy traffic flow. It's building pretty good in the Mount Juliet area right now trying to get out of Wilson County over in, on into Hermitage there on 40 going west all the way up to Donaldson Pike. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Leaders in Murfreesboro are laying the groundwork for the city's future as Murfreesboro City Council gathered in Manchester last week to discuss long-term planning. Mayor Shane McFarland emphasized that transportation, public safety, and education were key focuses, with capital improvement projects already in the works. Among them are designs for a new police precinct on Veterans Parkway and a new fire station, potentially breaking ground in fiscal year 2030 and 2028, respectively. The council will revisit these projects during its November 13th workshop. Council members also addressed Murfreesboro's growing concerns around homelessness, proposing updates to the city code that would prohibit unauthorized camping on both private and commercial property. These proposals aim to align local enforcement with recent legal precedents while maintaining compassion. Education remains another top priority as Murfreesboro City Schools anticipate enrollment increases at Salem and Black Fox Elementary. The council is weighing whether to invest $53 million in a new school or add extensions to existing buildings at a significantly lower cost. Dr. Trey Duke shared that additions could increase capacity by 15% to 18%, an appealing alternative as the city manages projected growth and shifts in public education. Meanwhile, Halloween festivities are lighting up the region. Nashville is set to host major events like All Hallows East and the Phantom Freak Show on Saturday, October 25th. But Rutherford County families won't have to travel far. Murfreesboro's Barfield Bash returns on October 24th and 25th. Offering hayrides, games, and seasonal fun for all ages, including the popular not-so-scary hayride for just $5. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35 on WGNS. It's The Wake Up Crew. And it's time to do a little throwback for you this morning.
Do you remember these?
Here are the top shows, top movies of each year of 1970. The year 1970. Top 10 movies. Got it?
Got it.
Number 10, Patton, starring George C. Scott. Talking about the general in World War II.
I hear that's a good one.
He won an Academy Award for that. He did not show up for the award.
Wow.
Number 9, The French Connection, 1971. This is the 70s, I should have said. The French Connection, 1971, starring Gene Hackman.
Was that his first breakout
first
role?
First big hit, yeah. First big hit. Well, Bonnie and Clyde was his breakout role.
Okay.
But French Connection was his first where he led. He was the main star. Number 8, in 1972, just guess what you think it would be. Is about mobs.
Godfather?
The Godfather, 1972, starring Marlon Brando and Al Pacino. In 1973, Paul Newman and Robert Redford starred in this movie. A bit of a comedy.
Was an odd couple.
No. The Sting.
Oh.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford. They were the same. They played the same characters just about they did in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Number 6, 1974. What did you think it would be? It's about the mob.
Godfather 2?
Godfather Part 2. That had De Niro in it, along with Al Pacino. In 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, directed by Michael Douglas and starred Jack Nicholson.
That was kind of his breakout role, wasn't it?
Yes. 1976. Boy, the 1970s were a good decade for movies. Robert De Niro starred in this one. Jodie Foster. Any idea? Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah. Never seen that one.
You talking to me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Famous line.
Yeah. In 1977, we go science fiction.
Star Trek.
No, you're close.
Star Wars?
Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope. In 1978, De Niro stars again in this one. I think William Duvall was in it too. John Savage, The Deer Hunter. That's a good movie. You need to watch that. And the number one movie of 1979, starred Marlon Brando, Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen's first big movie. It's about war, about the Vietnam War.
Platoon?
Ooh, a little later. Platoon's a little later. It starred Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
It started his dad. Apocalypse Now.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was a war movie.
He gave it, this Apocalypse Now got 4 out of 4 stars, calling it the best film of 1979. It received 8 Academy Award nominations, notably for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Supporting Actor for Duvall, and went on to win 2 Oscars for Best Sound and Best Cinematography. It is a weird movie.
Do you agree with that list?
Pretty much. Yeah, I'd say that was right.
So out of those 10, one from each year, which is your favorite?
Godfather, Part 2.
Part 2.
Yeah. Godfather Part 2, I think, is the best movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah. I do. And you got to follow it. I mean, you can't. And you need to see 1. You really need to see 1 to appreciate 2. But
yeah.
The only sequel to ever equal what the first movie did. It's the first time that ever happened.
A lot of people say that it's the best of the 2.
It is.
Or not 2, but there
were. Well, they shouldn't have made 3.
Yeah. Weren't there 4 of them, though?
Because all of a sudden,
there were just three.
All of a sudden, Al Pacino started overacting. He was really calm, but then that's when all the yelling. You know, Al Pacino in his later movies started yelling all the time.
Yeah.
That's when that started, you know.
Mm.
So, anyway, top 10 movies of the 1970s.
Well, you and Mike Keith, the voice of the Tennessee Vols, are about the same in that. He says those are his favorite 2 movies, and the first Godfather Part 2 is the best.
It's one of those things that they show a marathon of those movies. I'm sitting there watching them. Really? Even three.
You just power through it, huh?
Yeah.
That's a little throwback for you today.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores here on WGNS. Thanks to our friends over at America's Thrift, MLK Jr. Boulevard. You need to go by at least every couple of times a week to find all the great deals. It's like a new store every time you walk in, so they really turn over the things that are in the store very, very often. So check them out, MLK Jr. Boulevard. Plus, when you walk in the store, you're going to see the Halloween Hub right there. We're getting close now. So costume ideas, I bet this will be a big weekend for that. Don't forget to check out America's Thrift for that and decorations, all kinds of things. Then it'll be Christmas time. So anyway, America's Thrift, MLK Jr. Boulevard. This morning's good neighbor of the day is Dr. Chuck Kennard over at SRM Concrete, or he is the SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day. For the caring way that he treats the animals in his care at the office, Dr. Chuck Kennard receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, plus WGNS Radio. So congratulations to Dr. Kennard at the office there from WGNS, Ryan Flowers, and this SRM Concrete Spotlight brought to you by our friends at SRM, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who keep Rutherford County thriving. The Wake Up Crew has been powered by Middle Tennessee Electric today. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I helped my neighbor out with something this morning, and she told me, I could just marry you.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. You do something nice for someone, and they threaten to ruin your life.
Replay.
Man, a little bit of a slam, but still a good, solid thumbs up.
It was good, but solid, or not solid. You're just cackling over there, aren't you?
No, that wasn't me. That's something else over there. It wasn't that funny.
You know what this sounds like? Something that the Joker would have in his pocket. He just keeps repeating.
Is this hour over yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. It's getting close, though. What would you say we've learned?
Well, we threw it back to Thursday to top 10 movies of the 1970s. Which I agreed with almost everything on that. I don't think there was one I disagreed with. Now, I haven't seen all of them. I've never watched The Deer Hunter in its entirety. I have watched most of it.
Is it a scary movie?
No, it's not scary. There weren't any on that list that were scary. but there were, you know, I'm
Wind
sure
flew over the cuckoo's nest is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a good movie though, and it's a little bit funny too. He's a guy that's not really insane, but he goes to an insane asylum. So it's
that's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's see what else. What did you talk about? Anything? Did you contribute anything to this show
today?
You
argued about the song of the day with me.
Well, because you brought up some in mundane fact, you know, about what he says in the song.
Well, I did not know that the word superstition was in the song.
But it is. It is in the song.
I realize that now.
Here we are, superstitious. Might as well just change the words to the song.
Or change the title to Superstition.
Oh my gosh, you can't even say the word.
Superstitious.
Say that five times right in a row. I bet you can't do it.
Superstitious. 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 Superstitious.
Well, you had your eyes closed when you were doing it.
Well, you have to think.
Mic drop.
I did it. Speaking of that song. That's Stevie Wonder. Writing's on the wall. And it's a song of the day. It's a Halloween song, apparently.
If you say so.
That was from the list that we had. So anyway, we'll be back to wrap up the week tomorrow here on WGNS. For John, I'm Brian. Have a good day. See you then.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 71 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 39. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 60s. Then lows fall into the mid-40s on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
Good morning. A little bit better down through Millersville.